Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marvin Yimrosh Shichlu Nishmas. Maris Hester Bas Rishmo, Maris Chanav Rishmo, Maris Chanav Rishmo, Maris Chanav Rishmo, Maris Chanav Rishmo, Pinchas Ben, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Rav Zan Zushim Rav Yosef, Rav Fuz Chayav Yil Bas Tila Sultana, Chayav Chanav Bas Rona Edel, Rav Victoria Bas Tila Ravida, Kiba Yal Bas Ora, Baruch Hashem Sayyidayim, Oshir Rav Beshtin Rai Tzol Moshe Mordechai, Baruch Hashem Moshe Sayyidayim. We're going to be learning the sugya of Halacha Moshe Mishini of Doifin Akuma. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Amud Aleph that if the sukkah was higher than 20 amos, and a person built an itztaba, he built a platform, kenegadofen amsai, that it should abut all three walls. He built it across the middle wall, and therefore the it's elevated and closer to the schach, and it has three walls. If there's Heksher Sukkah, if it's big enough, this area, this platform, Zion El Zion, it's kosher. I mean, it's sad if it only abuts two of the walls, so it depends. If it's within four amos of the third wall, then it's kosher, but if it's four amos or more from the third wall, then it is not. So the Gemara says, what are you telling us that we say it's the law of Dofen Akuma? We already learned Dofen Akuma. Later on, the Mishnah Zayin Amud Aleph, that if you have a bayis, that the ceiling caved in, there's a breach in the ceiling, and then he puts schach there. Part of the ceiling is there, part of the ceiling isn't. He puts schach on top of the open part. So if from the wall to the schach there's four amos, it's pasul. But less than that, it's kosher. You see, Zedin of Dofen Akuma of bent walls. Just like we bend the wall over there, we say as long as the schach is within arba amos of the wall, we see the wall. We kibiyachol bend the wall over, and it's an extended wall, and the schach is schach kosher, the sugah is sugah kshera. So to hear, if the itztaba abuts two walls, and it's within arba amos of the fourth wall, of the third wall, so then of course we say Dofen Akuma. What's the chiddush? We already know Dofen Akuma. So the Gemara says, I might have said that in the case of the Bayis Shenifchas, it's Chazil Dofen, it's roy to be a wall. But here, it's not roy to be a wall. Here, it's not roy to be a wall because it's higher than 20. So Kamash Malan, that it's Beseder. And then the Gemara continues and says that if it's higher than 20 amos, and he built an itztaba, he built a platform in the middle, if there is misfas itztaba and to the wall within 4 amos, it's kasher, but outside of 4 amos, arba amos l'chol ruach, it's pasul. Ah, what's the chiddush? We say dofen akuma. Of course, we already learned dofen akuma, answers the Gemara. You might have said dofen akuma is from one side, but how do you know it's from all four sides? Kamash malan, that it's even from all four sides. Rashi explains the dibur ha-maschil, the havamina, excuse me, that they were not going to say dofen akuma here, because who says dofen akuma makes a wall? In other words, here the wall is higher than 20. So who says that you can make dofen akuma, that it should, the wall that was higher than 20 should now be a kosher wall through dofen akuma, now that it reaches, now that the wall is bent, it reaches the platform, and now it's not going to be 20 anymore. So who says it's machshir the wall that wasn't kosher before? So kamash malan that it is. So Rashi explains, Hasim udamar dofen akuma mishum de dofen akuma chazil de dofen deinu gavoa mikishir vein tzarech lakuma likadei lekol vo leschach. That in that case, we say doifen akuma because its doifen is royal doifen. It is not higher than the requisite shear. And the only reason you have to bend it is to bring it closer to the schach. But here, it's not even royal doifen. So you might say that it's no good to kamash malan, that it's beseder. So the question is, as is asked, and this year is based on the Torah brain of Rabbeinu Gaon HaDor with this of Man Zatzal, that we have to understand that you don't need a special law of Dofen Akuma to be makshir the wall. All Dofen Akuma has to accomplish for you is to get the wall to the platform. Once the wall gets to the platform, then memela, the wall is going to be kosher, because now the platform is raised and the wall is no longer 20 amas high. Now the wall is going to be cut down to size when it's equal to the platform. So therefore it's pashut that you could say dofen akuma. So why would it have a mina? You can't say dofen akuma to create a new wall. Here it doesn't have to create a new wall. All it has to do is be makariv the wall to the schach. Once it's makariv the wall to the schach, kosher, so in the meila it's going to be less than 20. So you don't have to create a new wall. So what's the have a mina that it should be no good? That's question number one. Question number two is what's the problem of saying Dofen Akuma from all four ruchos? In other words, once we establish that In other words, the Ritva asks that you shouldn't have a chiddush that it's arba ruchos, because the case of Ba'is Shenifchas is also arba ruchos. We have a case in the Mishnah that it's from all four directions, Ba'is Shenifchas. There's a hole in the middle of the, it's like a bald spot in a person's hair, right? A person's head. So he's got a bald spot in the ceiling. So Mele, you're saying, Dofen HaKum in all four directions. So what's the problem? If you put an itztaba in the middle of the sukkah, why would you think that it's no good? Because you needed to go Dofen HaKum in all four directions. We already have Ba'is Shenifchas at Dofen HaKum in all four directions. That's the Ritva's Kasha. And then the Ritva's Teretz is that you might think that we can only say this that it's in all four directions, it's already Roy LeDoifin. But here you have two problems. Here it's not Roy LeDoifin because it's higher than 20 Amos on all four sides. And it's all four sides. Now, in the Ba'is Shenifchas case, it's Roy LeDoifin. But here it's not Roy LeDoifin because it's higher than 20. So therefore, you can't learn from the Ba'is Shenifchas case because the Ba'is Shenifchas case is already Roy LeDoifin, but here it's not. So it says here you can say that it goes in all four ruchos. The question is, on this Ritva, this Kash is also asked by the Maharam, and then his first teretz is like the Ritva. The question is that we already established that Dofen HaKuma makes an unkosher wall into a kosher wall. That the Gemara already established. And we also established that it's on all four directions, because we have the case of Ba'is Shenifchas. So it's really no chiddush then. The Ritva won't say it's a chiddush, because it's not roy for a wall on all four sides. So you have both. That it's not roy for a wall and it's being made into a kosher wall and it's on all four sides. Yeah, but we already established that all four sides is beseder from Ba'is Shenifchas, and we already established that it could create a kosher wall from the fact that if you put a doifen on the menatzad, then it's beseder. We say dofen akuma, even though the third dofen that we're using is higher than 20. But you see that a dofen akuma can make an unkosher wall into a kosher wall. So what's the havamina that it shouldn't work? So that is, those are two kashas. Now how do you learn pshat in dofen akuma? So Rashi says pshat is that you bend the wall. Chashvinen l'schach ki'ilu min ha'dofen v'nekam v'nichbach l'mayla. That you view the schach as if it's part of the wall and that it was bent. That's how Rashi learns, says in numerous places. And then Afkamina would be that you can't sit under the schach, midim psal ayotze. We have a din that if schach comes out of the sukkah, so you're allowed to sit under that schach. But this is no good because this is a wall. And you can't sit under a wall, you can only sit under schach. Okay, so Rashi holds that you're bending the wall. The Rambam, Hilchos Sukkah 4:14, writes that bana itzdaba menatzad miyesh misvatzis vel kos la'arbam tepachos ma'arvus k'sher psula pachos ma'arvus k'shera bana itzdaba be'emz miyesh misvatzis itzdaba l'koytz la'arba amas l'chol ruach psula pachos ma'arvus k'shera kilu ham, here's the key word, here are the key words, u'ki'ilu ha'mechitzois noigois be'itzdaba v'arei mina itzdaba v'ad sikuch pachos meser ma'arvus, like the mechitzois are touching the itzdaba. And from the itzdaba to the sikuch is less than 20 amas. So the Magid Mishnah explains, much most of the Rambam, that doifen akuma is as if the mechitzos are touching the schach. In other words, it's not that the schach becomes part of the wall, but rather you're bending the wall and the wall is touching the schach. Not that the unkosher schach is part of the wall, but that if there is unkosher schach there, you can bend the wall and that see the wall as if it's bent, and therefore it reaches, it comes close, this bent wall, to the kosher schach. And that, as Rashi learns, that the schach pasul is part of the wall. But rather you bend the wall to the, to bring it closer to the schach. The Kesef Mishnah, schach kosher. The Kesef Mishnah there asks from the Rambam, 5:14, and there the Rambam writes, so here, the first halacha, the Rambam 4:14, this is 5:14. Rambam 4:14 has the case of itzdaba menatzad and itzdaba be'emtza. In 5:14, the Rambam has the case, right, of ba'is shenifchas. If you have a house that was breached, the roof was breached, and you're mesakeich ha'makom ha'pras, and you put tzchach on the empty space, And he brings other examples, similar cases. Sukkah gedola, that you were making for davar shein misachem bo b'tzad fanu shalamayla. So if it's within arba amos, it's beseder. And if it's outside of arba amos, it's not beseder. Ve'yachashiv zeh aschach apostle migufa koisel v'ksheva. And the Kesef Mishnah said, and the Rambam says, that you see the schach as if it's part of the apostle of schach as if it's part of the wall. And that's halach l'moshe mi-Sinai. So that's like Rashi. So for the Kesef Mishnah, we have a stir on the Rambam. Is pshat in Doifen Akuma that the schach becomes part of the apostle of schach becomes part of the wall, like Rashi? And that's the second Rambam. Or is pshat that you see the wall as if it's bent over? And it comes closer to the kosher of schach. Like the first Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah wants to say that there are two different types of Dofen Akuma. There's a Dofen Akuma like this, and there's a Dofen Akuma like that. So the Kesef Mishnah writes, Dafka Hasam, Shabalafach, Yenu Schach Kosher. Like in the case of Baish and Ifchas, anyway, it's not Schach Kosher, and you can't sleep under it. So you see the Schach Puzzle as if it's part of the wall. But here, in the first case, in Dalid Yedalid, where it's only, the schach is really kosher, it's only possible because of its height. So there, the Rambam says, so in other words, in the second case, where we have the Bayis Shenifchas, there the Rambam says that the schach pasul becomes part of the wall. Anyway, you can't sit under it because it's not kosher. But here, in 4:14 in the Rambam, where the schach is be'etzem kosher, here you see the wall as if it's bent. In other words, it's not. Here you see the wall as if it's bent. Not that the schach puzzle is part of the wall, but rather that the wall is bent. Therefore, the hemshech, this area is going to be kosher medin psal hayotzei. So we have two different types of dofen akuma. We have dofen akuma of bending the wall, 4:14 in the Rambam, where the wall is bent in the mele of that schach pasul. Is kosher midin psal hayotze because it's be'etzem schach kosher, it's just too high. So there we want to be machshir that schach, so we say the din is midin the wall being bent, and the other, in that schach that you're sitting under, that teufen akuma part has a din of psal hayotze, it's kosher. And if anyway there's no din psal hayotze because anyway it's puzzle, like in bayis shenifchas, so in such a case we say that the area that's not kosher has a din of as part of the wall, as a bent wall. But the Kesef Mishnah writes, it's doichak to say the two different types of doif and akuma. I mean, it's not only doichak, it seems impossible. What's the lachol mishum Sinai? Is the lachol mishum Sinai that we bring the wall closer, or that the schach pasul is considered part of the wall? I mean, which one is it? And we're going to say that that if the schach is be'etzem kosher, it's like one way, and if the schach is be'etzem not kosher, it's a different way. Very, very difficult to say such a thing. And then we also have another kasha, Rashi's kasha, that the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai dofen akuma is to bring the wall closer, is that you bend the wall. So why is it puzzle avir lamala megimel? Why is more than three tefachim of avir puzzle in between the schach and the wall? Let's just move the wall. Doifen akuma. There's another kasha. The chashash asks that we paskin in the sugya daf yud zayin that schach puzzle puzzle ba'arba. That schach pasul passels with four tefachim in the sukkah. And if it's less than that, it's kosher. So if that's true, less than 4 tefachim is kosher, so then why is doifen akuma just less than 4 amos? It should be what? We should be able to say doifen akuma ba'arba amos fa'arba tefachim pachis mashu. You have the arba amos of doifen akuma that doifen akuma allows you, those arba amos, and then you have slightly less than arba tefachim because you're also allowed arba tefachim schach pasul. Right, because the first arba amos is a bent wall, and then weiter now you have unkosher schach, so you're allowed up to 4 tefachim. So let's say 4 amos and slightly less than 4 tefachim, that's going to be your doifen akuma. That's the kash of the Rashash, and that's the kash of the Sfasemis on Yud Zayin Omid Beis. Pnei Yoshua asks similar kash in the Ramban. Right, the halacha can't be like Rav, who holds in the Sugya and Daf Yud Zayin that Schach Pasul passels both on the side and in the middle, only by Arba Amis, because then there's no din of Doifin Akuma. Because even with that, you don't have to come out to Doifin Akuma according to Rav, because anyway you have a leeway of 4 amos of schach pasul. And since we see in all the sugyas that there is a din of doifen akumas, but we don't paskin like Rav. That's the Ramban. So frak de Pnei Yoshua, no, there's an afkamina halacha l'moshe m'Sinai of doifen akuma even according to Rav. But if you have a big sukkah, and let's say you have schach pasul from next to the wall, that's 6 or 7 amis. So without doifen akum, it's going to be no good. With doifen akum, according to Rav, everything is cool. You have the arba amis of doifen akum, and then you have another arba amis that Rav allows you leeway that you're allowed to have arba amis of schach pasul in your sukkah. So it's gavaldik. So it would be kosher if you have 6 or 7 amis of unkosher schach. Rav is still going to be machshir. 4 amis of doifen akum, and another 4. It doesn't have 4 of schach pasul. Only has 2 or 3. So mail should be kosher. So there should be a nafkamina. So why is it so pashut to the Rishonim that there's no nafkamin of doifen akuma according to Rav? There is. So the Pnei Yoshua blives with the kasha, and then this goes back to our kasha of the Rashash, right? Even the Didan, that we hold arba tefachim, but we also have a nafkamina with doifen akuma. Why don't we say such a nafkamina? That according to Rav, it's going to be that according to the Didan, it's going to be 4 amos and 4 tefachim, slightly less than 4 tefachim. So that's the, those are our kashas. And then Amir Tashem, in the next year, we will present the beginning of our Mahalach to answer these kashas, and we will see Niflos Gadol Satar Hashem. Thank you so incredibly much for listening. Shalom, shalom.